Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy candy stickies. He's with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles in front of a name tag and sign-carrying audience. Let's see what you got over there. That's a big one. What does that say? Brendo Man? And why is it on such a big piece of paper? It's all you had. That's awesome. Somebody's got a McDLT-looking thing, or just a to-go box. A French dip? All right. That's gross. His name is Matt with the French dip. Then there's this really big one, and then his name is written really small on it. What does your name say? Steve Smith. All right. Well, when you have an exciting name like that, you got to do what you can. Jenna's back with another very creative one. This is like a... her name is coming out of one of those guns. Like, instead of POW, it says Jenna. All right. I like to describe for the listeners... it's Flag Day, June 14th, 2011. Did anybody make a patriotic sign at all? No? Okay, good. Very nice times were had by me taping two podcasts at the Main Stage Theater in Chicago last Thursday and Friday, Benson Interruption and a Doug Loves Movies, and they'll both be available in the comedy album section of iTunes. And for iTunes ignorers, you can get it at astrecords.com and douglovesmovies.com. I also quite enjoyed myself in Charleston, South Carolina last Saturday night, and I want to thank the people from Theater 99 for helping to put together my show over at the American Theater. Now, there was a cliffhanger of sorts at the end of last week's ep with a bleep over one of the names that I called a shithead. Who was here for that last week? Was anybody that's here now hear that? Okay. So you heard what happened. The idea behind the weekly naming of shitheads is that, a consolation prize is given to people who lose the game, but their name tag was picked. So then they get to call anyone a shithead. Like, I will say it for anyone that they want me to. I've never not said what the person wrote. But last week, I wasn't on top of the news. I didn't know that there was a really horrible murder trial going on. And I did not recognize the name of the woman who was on trial for murdering her own baby. And so So in the moment, I just thought, because sometimes people say like a name of their friend or something. So I thought, oh, this person is just friends with someone with this name, and they just think it's funny to call their baby a shithead. Because it was funny. It was funny when Elton John's baby is a shithead was a funny one. Everyone thought that was hilarious because it's just like, what a terrible thing to say about Elton John's baby. But Elton John's baby is healthy and alive, so I was okay with it and thought it was hilarious. But so the last week I put a bleep over the a thing because I would say it. It's not like I wouldn't say it, but I would then comment on how I feel about saying it. I would say, this is inappropriate or this one's terrible. And then I'd say it. And then, because like when I did say it last week, nobody really laughed. A few people kind of groaned. And then a couple days later, I was watching the news and I like slowly put it together like, oh no, that baby's not a shithead. So I hope that makes you all not mad at me for bleeping it, because I do say horrible things all the time, but everyone draws a line somewhere, and for me, that's where I had to draw a line, and I just want to say that the person who tried to get me to make fun of a dead two-year-old is definitely a shithead. I have a little post-it that I put on top of the thing that just says guest tips, that I just, things I tell them backstage, because the guests are awesome that come on the show, and so I have like 30 seconds with them backstage to explain what's going to happen. So this is what I said backstage tonight. Name tags, pick one, might have a shithead on the back. So we'll see what happens, because people have just been reading the shitheads out loud as soon as they see it, and that's another funny wrinkle that I did not see coming. Don't forget that my upcoming June 23 through 30th tour will be filmed for the greatest movie ever rolled, my latest ripoff of Morgan Spurlock. I'm going to go out on tour to raise money to make a movie about the tour. Why raise money to make a movie? It's very cyclical like that. And it starts in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and ends up in Los Angeles, and those are the only two cities along the way where marijuana is somewhat legal. So that's going to be interesting. All of the dates of that tour are on DouglasMovies.com. It's week number 4 of me not seeing Pirates 4, The Boston Stranger, and I feel good. I feel like I can go with it forever. All right, my guest tonight might be familiar to you if you like sports, movies, and television. Please welcome two returning favorites and one new favorite, Bill Simmons, Adam Scott, and John Hamm. You're right, it's a handsome panel. All right, that was, do you get scared by that kind of thing, Bill? When there's just a loner over there going, I came for Bill Simmons.
I feel like the Chris Bosh of this panel.
All right, that's the first one that went over my head.
Yeah, me too.
It was a good one, though, trust me.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, because I like the idea of just having you on the show, because it's my chance to ask someone who's, you know, a huge sports guy with regards to the subject of movies, what is your favorite chick flick? Bill Simmons, ESPN sports guy.
Pretty Woman.
For reals?
Yeah.
It's not a bad movie, is it?
Pretty Woman's a good movie. It's about a hooker who hasn't really done enough sex yet that she's damaged goods. She doesn't have a drug problem. And she wants to be rescued. And when that comes to the point where he's like, you know, you could be my mistress, and it's not good enough for her. She wants the whole thing. And it's a love story, and it works out. So, yeah, I like that one.
This feels like we're on a talk show where you knew I was going to ask that question. I try to throw you a curveball, if I may use a sports thing, but...
Well, you know what? Bill, I think you hit it out of the park.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
John?
Doug?
No, I was thinking you might have one.
A favorite chick flick?
No. Well, sure. Sure, you can answer that. Or a sports metaphorical analogy.
Swish.
That would have been really funny if that's the very first thing you said after he said Pretty Woman. Because then it would have like a nice double meaning. Ooh. Do you have one, a favorite ladies movie? Rom-com?
Easy.
Well, there is some very specific nerdy action going on. Some guy over on this side is like, kissing Jessica Stein. That's a romantic comedy. That your girlfriend made. I want to marry both of you.
Was that all subtext?
No, the guy won't shut up. He's very quiet, talking, though. I'm hearing it and just repeating it.
I couldn't quite catch it.
It's like I have a thing in my ear and I'm a newscaster.
I don't have a favorite chick flick at all. I don't like them. I don't go to them. I don't care for them. Period.
What about, did you see Bridesmaids?
I did.
That's the new chick flick for me. That's like made them all
say,
okay.
I don't think it's a chick flick. I'll say it out loud.
It's ladies. ladies being ladies device. With other ladies at a wedding. There's not a lot of manly men movies that do that.
There's not a lot of shoe talk.
Even the Deer Hunter, you know, there was a big wedding, but then people got shot in the head.
Well, any chick flick with Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's true. That was a category for a while, Dead Man Walking, was movies where
I like that
Christopher
category.
Walken died. And there's a lot more of them than I thought. And I didn't even go Pulp Fiction, because, you know, that's a flashback, and he's dead already in that part. I wouldn't even consider that a movie where he died.
Do we assume he died in Annie Hall by driving across the road?
Oh yeah, that guy.
Oncoming traffic?
That guy did not live to be an old man. That character, I loved him in that.
Did he die in the ping pong movie?
Balls of Fury.
I bet. Was he a villain?
Yeah.
He was. So maybe he did die. Did he die?
Yeah.
Did he pass on?
He probably choked on a ping pong ball. That was in somebody's scrotum or something. Something disgusting. I didn't see it. Did anybody on the panel see Balls of Fury?
No.
Okay.
I'm answering for the panel.
So you don't like chick flicks, you don't like sports films.
I don't like movies.
You just don't like movies.
I should put it right out there up front early that I don't go to them. I hate working on them. And I just try not to patronize them. So
here's one I bet you saw. Piranha 3D.
Wasn't a fan of the cast. I didn't like anybody in that cast.
Well, Adam Scott is here, and he was one of the amazing people in that movie.
There are a lot of amazing people in that movie.
Yeah, it's got a great cast, and I'm trying to corral as many of them as I can to come down to CineFamily here in Los Angeles. On July 31st, it's a Sunday night. Do you think you can do it?
I'm there.
He's in. So Adam Scott is in. Jerry O'Connell has something about his wife, like he has to go with her when she's making a movie, because then he watches the twins.
Her boobs?
Yeah. Swish.
Do I need to see Piranha 3D? I
think so. It's a Sunday night. I don't know if there's a sporting event happening that evening that you have to cover.
Poor man's deep blue sea or a rich man's deep blue sea?
It is a man with the same size pocketbooks. Deep blue sea.
It's the same man's deep blue sea.
Yeah, it is. Although I dare to say that you'd probably be a little more intrigued because Deep Blue Sea made the fatal error of not killing women while they're topless, which Piranha 3D accomplishes repeatedly.
Also, in Deep Blue Sea, if I remember correctly, no one gets scalped with an outboard motor.
That happens in Piranha 3D?
Yeah, you saw it.
The mayhem in that movie
yeah.
is so ridiculous that if like I had a multiple choice quiz of what happened in that movie, anything goes. Anything could have happened
when
in that movie.
When we're watching it at CineFamily, I'll point to it while it's happening.
Yeah, please remind me. Doug, this is the part you didn't remember. So go to CineFamily.org. Everyone's here now live watching this at UCB. This is the first big sort of announcement about it in LA, so you can get all the tickets probably if you wanted them. And then more people will hear about this when this plops on Friday. Let's go back to Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do it. Greatest sports movie.
I think it's Hoosiers.
Ah. Oh my God.
I didn't say I had to agree with
him. Airball. Airball.
So what I wouldn't give for a Vuvuzela right now. What I wouldn't give to be in Venezuela right now.
Some people say it's Bull Durham, but I've seen Bull Durham on the Lifetime Network, and that automatically disqualifies me. It's my room.
It's more of a chick flick than Pretty Woman.
Bull Durham is a chick flick where they play baseball. Hoosiers, to me, is you can jump in at any point, any scene in the movie, and just go right in and follow it for the last 45 minutes, hour, whatever, and get caught up. I get mad at the coach. I've seen it so many times that I get mad
that
at
the coaching. Fucking hates Hoosiers so much. He just got up and walked out. Fuck this. I don't know why that would be a disappointing pick to anyone. I guess with sports especially, people are just very opinionated.
It seems like it's Hoosiers, the natural, the first longest yard because it was like the groundbreaking sports movie that's in there. But then all of a sudden you get wild picks. Like some people think Breaking Away is the best sports movie ever. That's like the hipster pick.
The crowd is making the best noises tonight.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. I love Breaking Away, but
see, that's the hipster pick.
But I don't know if I'd make it number one.
Right.
I might go original Rocky. First one that didn't get any disagreement. Not a lot of support either, but
I will say if you watch the original Rocky, it's pretty slow.
Oh, super slow. That was
really
the worst thing about Rocky 6 is it was as slow as Rocky 1.
Right.
But at least those they were both good while being slow.
And then Rocky 2 is so slow that Adrian actually went into a coma. That's how slow it was. She literally did. And we had to go through the coma for like 12 minutes. It was just coma footage of her in the bed in a coma.
I'm glad she came out of it though because I love her son. I love all of his movies.
You know, the son aged 8 years between Rocky 4 and Rocky 5. I don't know if you ever noticed that.
Wasn't he also in one of them developmentally disabled or something?
Just briefly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We found a cure. You got a disease. We found a cure.
What's your favorite sports movie, Adam?
Well, are you going to ask me what my favorite chick flick is?
Oh, yeah, you didn't ask me.
Is there one that's a combo, like Rudy?
You mean like a sports flick and a chick flick?
Yeah.
Yeah, Schindler's List. I don't know.
I like your honesty. Let me ask you guys this. You shot a film very recently in New York, Adam and John. Sit this one out, Bill. And that's sort of a romantic comedy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called Friends with Kids.
What's it about? People with kids that have friends.
Can I get an assist?
Just dish it to you and you can drive the lane.
In all seriousness, it's about a bunch of friends that have kids.
But it's about that turning point where some have kids and some don't, and some people are trying to decide if they want them, that kind of thing.
Yeah, basically. It's a group of friends who start to have kids, and then some of the friends don't have kids, and what happens when all the people in your life start having kids and you don't, and you feel like a total douchebag.
It reminds me of Friends with Money, where some people had money and other people didn't have money.
It's a lot like a movie, Friends with Benefits, where some of the friends have benefits and then some of the friends don't have benefits.
Oh, there's some benefitless friends and friends with benefits?
A lot of friends don't have benefits.
Oh, shit. Now I'm into it, because I don't want to see, what's her name, naked?
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's make sure that I covered everything that I needed to cover. Oh, I have a favorite online app trivia game that I play every day. It's called Crank with a Q. Some other people apparently like it. And Bill Simmons, have you ever played it? It's got a whole sports edition every day.
Crank?
Yeah, and if you played it, I think you'd enjoy it. It only takes a few minutes, and it's a lot of fun. But anyway, everybody should sign up, because the day this episode that we're taping right now plops, for 1 week on Crank, there's going to be just an individual game that you can play, a one-off, if you will, called Doug Loves Crank. And it's entirely questions about me and this podcast. And I played it, and you can get like 12,000 points on it or something like that. I got like 8,113 or something like that, which is the highest score I've ever gotten on any Crank game. But still not anywhere near perfect. But
by the way, if Doug Loves Crank was a movie, I would not go see that.
No, I'm a little worried. That's not a great thing to be putting out there, that I love Crank. Because I am not a gateway person. I did not go through the gate.
It would star Jason Statham, though, as you. So it would be totally fine. You would have to know that.
Some bad guy sets it up so he has to remain high or he will die. Oh, that's going to be awesome. I gotta start making some calls. So what do you say we play the Leonard Maltin game?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot of signage tonight.
Is there a release date for Friends with Kids with Benefits?
No, it'll go to the festivals, hopefully Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
Yes.
Are you guys both going to go there for the Toronto Film Festival?
Totally.
Well, I'm going to try to go up there and tape some podcasts up there, so maybe we can...
We'll be there.
Absolutely
we'll hook it
not.
Up. All right, so John's in for Toronto, but you're out,
but
you are in for Piranha.
Yeah.
On July 31st.
I'm not coming to
Piranha. You're not going to come to that.
No.
Because you don't go to movies.
No, I don't like them.
Fuck
All right,
movies.
Then I'm not going to Toronto.
Really establish this, that I do not like movies. I want to keep hammering that over the head.
Larry Zerner, my friend Larry Zerner, who's been on the show, he suggested that I do use the Roger Ebert has a new iPhone app for the Leonard Maltin game. And I said, are you crazy? Lenny's my man. Well, maybe for 1 week. So I'm not going to spring it on you guys now, but at some point we may pay a Roger Ebert edition.
You're not going to spray it on us right now?
Yeah, I'm not going to take it out. Spray it on you. No, I'm not going to spring it on you, I meant to say. But someday, maybe there'll be an Ebert edition of the... I don't even know why I'm telling you guys that. That was boring.
Maybe that'll be in the Crank, the Doug Loves Crank trivia.
Maybe. No, the questions have already been made up, but I'm going to put a really long bleep over what I just said. I'm going to bleep that entire thing. People will lose their minds. Thinking it was something really important.
We'll leave the door open for a Doug Loves Crank 2. Also starring Jason Statham.
Well, yeah, because it can't, no matter how high you get, you can't overdose. Yeah,
that's the one where you can't get Jason Statham. You get like Dolph Lundgren for that one. A lot cheaper.
How does Dolph Lundgren end up being like pals with the Expendables after he tried to kill all of them? That has driven me crazy.
Do you think they all looked at each other and went, who invited Jet Li? We're a bunch of old, over 40 white dudes. And there's this awesome young Asian star. Come on, man.
I think Stallone wanted to tower over one person in the cast, so that was the one. All right, let's play a Leonard Maltin game. If you guys could pick some name tags from the audience. Oh, my God, what did that guy just yell? Say it again.
No.
Oh, shit. John Hamm picked the roast beef sandwich. That's pretty awesome.
It's not ham. It would be a little on the nose.
This guy won me over by defaming two of the Lakers.
Oh, that's what just happened?
Yeah.
And what does his name tag say?
Ken.
Ken. All right. Good job, Ken. He took a piece of cardboard and wrote Ken on it. And it also has Woot on there. Of course, I mention Woot every week. And then what do you have there,
check
Adam?
Check out what Jason made. A Lincoln log.
It's a log with his name Jason spelled out in pennies. Mm-hmm. I love it. Now, don't turn it around because it's got a shithead on the back.
Oh, yeah. It's weird, though, because if you look at it up close, you can't tell what it says. But then you hold it back and you're like, oh, Jason.
I'm going to go home and look at a bunch of pennies on my desk and see... See if they accidentally spell anything.
You know the weird thing about pennies, and this is totally true, if you drop a bunch of pennies on a table and it's only pennies, no matter how you drop them, they always spell out a name.
We also have the prizes here that are going to go to either Jason or Ken or what's the Matt. Matt is the sandwich. Chaser? You guys know this movie, Chaser?
Yeah.
IFC Films contributed or gave me a bunch of movies. Also another one called Summer Hours.
That's which, a Criterion collection right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but the box and the name seems like it's going to be like a really long feminine hygiene commercial. And then John Hamm was nice enough to bring something I don't think you're supposed to give away. Watch this Emmy Awards consideration...
It's never too early,
DVDs.
Doug. It's never too early never to start campaigning.
Yeah, get the campaign going. You're directing the first episode this season, correct?
I am.
That is awesome. You're going to smoke more or less cigarettes doing that gig. That's going to be
tricky. I remember when Priestley started directing 90210. It was never the same. I just want to make sure.
It's right about the time he started racing cars. Yeah. Anything to feel again.
So John signed one of these. It's got Breaking Bad in it, which is an awesome show. And he wrote, don't sell this on there. And then the other one is signed by, it's like a booklet with stuff in it about the shows on AMC. Signed by Adam Scott as Don Draper. Yeah. And I have Wood Monkeys as per usual. And I'm going to shoot one into the crowd. And
you know, my kids had a couple of those Woot monkeys in our house for a while, and that fucking noise, I drowned them in a bucket of water.
the monkeys,
not the children. Really make that clear. Given Doug's history with
dead
babies.
Yeah, there's going to be so many bleeps in this episode.
I just don't want anyone to call my kids a shithead. So.
Well, we'll see. Did you have a shithead on the back of this one? No. Okay, so we'll figure out who the shitheads are a little later. There's not one on the back of the to-go box with the sandwich in it.
I think the sandwich is the shithead in this.
Entirely possible.
Okay, so let's start down here with Adam, then we'll move around to John and then Bill. Bill is new to the game, but I have a feeling he's a strong competitor.
I'm not worried.
Nonetheless. He's not even worried about it, you guys. Of course, Adam and John, Adam's been great in the past. John, you've done all right at this.
Yes.
Okay. A gentleman on Twitter named at Jay Spanbauer, B-A-U-E-R, like Jack Bauer, he suggested, since it's Flag Day, movies with either the word red or white or blue in the title. So all the movies that have red, white, or blue in the title.
Krzysztof Kozlowski.
He did all three of those, yeah. And I, you know,
I we
foreign
stubborn.
Films rarely come up on this game, and so those are all wrong. And that means Adam has 3 points. That's the end of our game.
We did it, you guys.
Yeah, so you get 2 more categories to choose from, Adam. We also have, it's Donald Trump's birthday on the day this is being recorded. So that piece of shit. And, he was in some movies, believe it or not. I can't think of any. I mean, I thought of three, but... and then someone...
What were the three?
That'll be part of the game, Bill, if I just blurt them out right now. It would be silly.
Krzysztof Kozlowski.
And then your third category would be from a guy named Tight 5'5". Which I want to know how similar that is to a Fast Five. He suggested Potent Potables, popular Jeopardy category, but this would be movies with some sort of alcoholic beverage in the title. So which one of those would you like, Adam? The red, white, and blue, Donald Trump, or Potent Potables?
All three of these categories sound awful.
Yeah, they don't really help to narrow it down.
Yeah, I'll take the third one. Yeah.
Potent Potables?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it alcoholic beverages only or any sort of liquid?
It's all alcohol.
Thank you.
Each one of these has an alcohol in
it. So what if it, like, Diet Coke?
Not only is Diet Coke not alcohol, but also they've yet to make a movie with the name Diet Coke in
the title. Got it.
There was
good,
a Coca-Cola kid, though, once,
good
wasn't there?
There was.
Yeah, okay. You get to pick a year, Adam. Would you like 1988, 1997, or 2006?
I'll take 98, 2007.
Just make up your own years, and hopefully I'll be able to quickly find something that... 88, 97, or 2006?
I'll take 06, please.
Okay. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2 stars. I can't really... I think it's better than that. He says that it's way over the top. Yeah, 7 A's in way. I think that's over the top. But harmless enough for the undemanding. Which is, that's what I go for when I buy my movie ticket, is something that I have to be completely undemanding. And then also he says that Donald Sutherland appears unbilled. And there are 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, this movie that has alcohol in the title? Adam Scott.
10 names?
10 total, yeah. Start the bidding.
Yeah. I think I could probably...
Let's use the microphone.
I think I could probably get it in 2.
Wow. Strong opening bid. So now John Hamm is stuck with having to say either name that movie or go lower into 1 or 0 names. Wow. Didn't mean to throw you into the lion's den here, Bill, but these are your options. You can either say to John Hamm, name that movie, in which he will have to just name it without hearing any of the names. I'll read the clues again if he wants. And then, or you could say, I can name that movie in negative names and pick a number of how many names you think you can list from the top of the cast list going down.
I'm going to say name that movie.
All right. Good call.
Beer Fest.
The name of the movie is Beer Fest. That's right. John Hamm. John Hamm is on the board. And he's also on his feet.
I was just going to tell you, don't leave. The game's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was getting ready to go.
I knew it, too.
You know, I said 2 only because I needed to stall because I couldn't remember the name of it, but I knew it was that movie. but I thought it would somehow buy me time if I said two. And I was just wrong. I just handed it to John.
But I think no matter what number you would have said, any number, he would have gone zero because you had it.
Yeah.
You had it nailed down.
But the problem was I would have had to have named cast members, right, yeah, to trumpet.
Top.
And
yeah,
I
could
name one person from that movie. So.
Donald Sutherland.
Yeah. You know, you can't get away with just saying Broken Lizard. That would be great if it was just that was the first name.
Who was the top billed person?
But, Forte?
Jay Chandrasekhar. Who also, you know, directs a lot of their stuff. Maybe even this. Yeah, he directed this. It's funnier than Two Stars. I'll say that for sure. Okay, so John Hamm has a point.
I'm really mad now.
Oh, this
time
game.
To step up, buddy.
When you don't win at this game, you walk away angry.
Well, first of all, you jumped out of order. I don't know how we went from him to me. Does that look?
Yeah, we're going around a circle.
Clockwise.
I even said at the beginning, we're going to go Adam, John, then Bill. But that's cool.
You'll be, Bill, don't worry. You'll be able to step up to the plate.
Okay, Adam gets to start us off again. And so this might create a vicious circle where the same thing happens every time. But I was just in Charleston, South Carolina, and some films were either shot partially or shot. They're either shot partially or completely in Charleston, South Carolina, so I thought that'd be fun to do. In Theaters Now is a category about movies that are actually in theaters now, hopefully 1,000 or more theaters. And just in a lot of theaters. Just, it's a category for the uninitiated to make it a little easier for them.
Although I got fucked once on the In Theaters Now because you chose a movie that was like in one city.
It was probably Rabbit Hole.
No, it wasn't Rabbit Hole.
Because I got a lot of grief because I gave Sam Levine grief for when he ran the game.
The dead kids, Doug.
Now, are you saying Sam Levine is dead now, or you know something is going to happen between now and Friday when this episode
Adam
pops?
Actually drowned Sam Levine in a bucket.
Going to do it Thursday.
I'm going to miss Lil Wolverine. So anyway, In Theaters Now, or States, that's movies where a state in this country of ours, here on Flag Day. United States of America, one of those is in the title. Which one of those would you like to play, Adam?
I'll take The States.
Awesome choice. 1978, 1991, or 1999?
Come on, be a man.
What does that mean?
Go old school. Come on.
78?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're pushing for.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to be a giant pussy and go...
78, 91, 99.
I'm going to go 99.
All right. Two stars for Mr. Leonard Maltin for this movie that has a state in the title. I don't believe I've ever watched it. So, good call, Leonard. He says that this movie only has one actor that is able to rise above the material. And he also says that the main creative person involved in this movie should stick to television. I know. That's pretty fucking harsh, especially considering how great television is. Those shows on AMC should stick to where they belong, on television. Okay, so Adam, how many names do you think you can get it in out of 11?
I'll go 5.
Strong opening bid. John Hamm?
4.
Now Bill gets to play. Can either make 3. Him name it or go 3. Okay, 3.
Name that movie.
All right. You want the clues again? Clues are 2 stars from Leonard Maltin. One of the actors is the only one to rise above the material. The man who, the creator of this movie, should stick to television. And your three names are... Wow. Little Richard. The only movie I can think of that he was in was Down and Out in Beverly Hills, and Beverly Hills is not a state. Mike Myers and Michael McKean of Lenny and the Squigtones. So those are your three names. Yeah. I think Mike Myers, I'm not going to say anything. Little Richard, Mike Myers, Michael McKean, and it's the state is in the title. Got anything for us?
I don't.
Nothing?
No.
It's going to be an extra burn
on you. I feel like I overbid.
It's an extra burn on you because it's a sports movie. And
with Mike Myers?
Yeah, Mike. What sport does Mike Myers play in his spare time?
Oh, I know what movie this is.
What is it?
Mystery Alaska.
That's correct, Mystery Alaska.
What was Little Richard?
I don't know. He must have maybe it's a shitty team, so like he sang the national anthem or something.
I would pay money to see that guy on skates.
I think he would do it for cheap.
Oh, tutti frutti. Okay, so...
I should have gotten that one. Little Richard threw me off. That I would have been thinking hockey with Myers, but the Richard thing...
Have you seen, tough did game you see in that movie? Sense.
I actually like Mystery Alaska. I would have given it 2.5 stars.
Didn't Jay Roach direct it?
Yeah, it was directed by Jay Roach. And
Russell Crowe is the star.
Didn't Adam Scott just get a second point?
No, he just got 1 point.
1 point. John Hamm has a point. We're still going. Keep the microphones hot. So who was not involved in that little skirmish? That was John Hamm was out of that one. So we'll let you pick the next category. Would you like a movie that has who, what, where, when, why, or how in the title? Or the films of Michael Rooker? He was a guest and I'm obsessed with him now. And let's go back to Charleston, South Carolina. Because I had a great time there.
Which means in theaters now?
No. Movies that take place in Charleston, South Carolina.
I will go,
where, when, why, or how. One of those words is in the title.
That.
You got it.
Not that is
that's
not
in the title?
No, that's not one of them.
It's not who, what, where, when, why, or that. Would you like a who, what, where, when, why, or how movie from 1971, 1980, or 2008?
What was the first one?
71.
My birth year, yes, 1971.
Here we go. You know everything about your birth year.
just what it is.
All right. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm going to put a timer on guessing this answer because I'll be stunned if anyone gets it. We got a show to end. Two stars from Leonard Maltin. I don't know. I was very little when it was out. He calls it a sickie. He calls the movie a sickie. That's the first word in the review. Sickie.
How does he spell it, with a Y or an IE?
IE. It's a sickie about, I'm not going to tell you what it's about. And then he also says that it's, wow. One of the characters in it is Daffy. He's really pulling out some old words for this movie from 1971.
He means Daffy Duck, right?
I don't think so. It's a small D. Two stars, like I said, 1971. It has who, what, where, when, why, or how in the title, and there are only six names. How many names do you think you can get it in, John Hamm?
Seven. If one of the names is the first letter word of the title. Six. I'll start with six.
John says six. BS, what do you say?
I'll go five.
Name that movie.
Oh, mother. Oh, the Lincoln Log paid off, Jason. Because this is going to be tough. Don't say things out loud. Don't ruin the game. Okay, your five names are Hugh Griffith, Lionel Jeffries, Ralph Richardson, Chloe Franks, and Mark Lester. I'd argue to say the one remaining name might tip it, but this is from 1971, and it has one of those words in the title, Who, What, Where, When, Where, How, and it's Sicky and it's Daffy.
Well, you got your wish for the old movie.
It's a little too old.
Yeah, too old and too weird.
I'll say What's Up, Doc.
That's a good guess, because it has the word what in it, and I bet it came out three or four years after that. Yeah, it's a very good guess. Does anyone here think they know it?
Come on.
Yeah.
Was anyone
it's
born
brutal.
In
Who does?
Who slew Auntie Rue?
That's correct.
Wow.
A dude in the audience just said, Who slew Auntie Rue?
I have never heard
Yeah,
of
I
that
put
movie.
That one in there just to fuck with everybody, because I've heard that title a bunch of times in my life, but I've never actually seen Who Slew Auntie Rue. And the star of it is the late, great Shelley Winters. Yeah, so I don't know if that would have helped at all. But
no.
She's a Shelley Winters fan over there.
Oh, okay. But congratulations to... So who won? Adam won. Adam Scott won for Jason. Now, is Adam going to keep the name tag, Jason? Are you going to go home penniless? All right, that was fun.
That's funny, because backstage I was just talking about how annoying it is when people win by just saying name of that movie, and that's exactly what I did. You know, life is crazy sometimes.
Maybe we'll have you compete against some audience members on July 31st at CineFamily. Here you go, Jason. Congratulations. I want to take a picture of this thing. Do you guys have anything to plug? Did you say a release date for... Oh, you're going to Toronto and the film festivals and the movie will be out later. Bill has a new... You have a new website?
New website, grantland.com, sports and pop culture.
I'm so excited about half of that.
And Chuck Klosterman's writing on there, right?
And Michael Shore writes tomorrow.
Oh, he does? Really?
Yeah, he wrote a big piece about watching cricket for like 36 straight hours.
Really?
Yeah.
And Michael is, of course, he runs Parks and Recreation. Yeah. And that's coming back, right? More Parks and Rec?
Yeah, we start in July.
All right, I got a picture of that. So we need the shithead names for these two, so that the two people that they were playing for, Ken and Matt, if you could come over here and just jot those down for me on this piece of paper, I would appreciate it. Here, let me give you a pen. Do you have good penmanship? Will I be able to read it? All right, there you go. Which one are you? Ken is writing a name. There you go. And, he brought his own pen, and he also is wearing a shirt with an at on it, so... Congratulations on being If I Were Into Men. That's the first time someone's like apologized as they walked away to someone on the panel. Let me just make sure I don't have any other announcements or things I've got to make. Or there'll be another new show here next week with more amazing guests here at UCB. And don't forget to play Doug Loves Crank on Crank. And you can play Crank on your iPad, iPhone, or iPod Touch. Soon it'll be on other things, I think. But for now, those are the only places you can play it. That's it. One more time for John Hamm. First timer, tough competitor, Bill Simmons. He really brought it. Adam Scott, of course, our winner. And as always, Larry Bird is a shithead. And Adam Scott is a shithead.